This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, have agreed to further expand and deepen the bilateral partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture and people-to-people ties. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said, Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the Acting President of Venezuela yesterday. The two leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and emphasized the importance of their close cooperation for the Global South. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers' meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign Ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers' meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. The event will witness the participation of all 22 Arab nations. Ahead of the foreign ministers' meeting, the fourth India-Arab senior officials' meeting was held in the national capital yesterday. The India-Arab foreign ministers' meeting is taking place after a gap of 10 years. The first meeting was held in Bahrain in 2016, where the ministers identified five priority verticals of cooperation. These are economy, energy, education, media and culture. Home Minister Amit Shah launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said, "The India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries."
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. He said that under the leadership of PM Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the ninth consecutive budget presentation by Mrs. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The budget documents will be available on the mobile app and the website after the completion of the budget speech in Parliament. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal highlighted that India-EU Free Trade Pact covers one-third of the world population and impacts 25% of global GDP. Addressing the World Forum of Accountants in Greater Noida, the minister highlighted the vast potential of the European market. Mr. Goyal said that the European Union alone imports goods worth nearly $7 trillion and services worth $3 trillion, together representing a $10 trillion market. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 16th to 20th February this year. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that the India AI Impact Summit has received a phenomenal response from across the world and is shaping up to be the biggest AI summit so far globally. The Election Commission has issued strict instructions to all districts in West Bengal to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process within the stipulated time frame. In a directive circulated to district election officials across the state, the Commission emphasized that the issuance and service of notices, conduct of hearings and uploading of all related documents must be completed strictly within the prescribed schedule. The directive stated that any notices yet to be delivered must be served on the concerned individuals by 5 p.m. on 1st February. In men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 International at Thiruvananthapuram this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.